John Steele Singers right there. One of their brand newies, it's Our Train. You're on 2SER's Thursday Daily, coming up to 12 o'clock. But before we get there, recently the government decided against merging various art schools in Sydney. Now, but with more Australians attending an art gallery than a football game every year, you would think that special consideration might be given for the proposed changes to the SCA, University of New South Wales Art and Design, and the National Art School for a centralised art school in Sydney. Around a quarter of all Australians make art or engage in some sort of artistic creativity, so the effectiveness of these schools is up for discussion. We're here with today, we're chatting to Bronwyn Bancroft, who is a founding member of the Boomalley Art Cooperative and SCA alumni. Good morning, Bronwyn.
Oh, good morning.
Thanks
good
so morning. Much. Thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Now, does this surprise you, the figures of people, of how many people are involved in art in
Sydney?
Not at all.
Not at all. It earns like $58 million. It's just the most absurd notion that, you know, the Sydney University came up with the merger with UNSW. Hmm. That's one distinct thread. And then NAS, at the same time, just happened to be handed over to building an infrastructure, I think, for New South Wales government. So they're two distinct threads, but it looked like they were all going to be amalgamated. But that got pulled by Michael Spence last week, so that was good news.
Hmm, indeed. So the proposal was that the SCA would be closing their campus at Callan Park and then moving to the Paddington campus as UNSW. That part of the move has changed, but I think they're still leaving Callan Park and they're moving to the University of Sydney in Darlington.
Yeah, but I think, look, it's highly problematic at the end of the day, and what needs to happen is that there needs to be a war against this sort of bureaucratisation of the arts in Australia and the diminishing of it.
Yeah.
SCA is unique in the fact that it actually offers studio space for artists to develop, and Callan Park, which just interestingly enough comes under the Leichhardt-Asheville-Marrickville new council merger, had SCA as its, you know, an incredible part of its Callan Park master plan.
Right.
So I could see that the Callan, what's driving the government behind this more than anything is the, you know, movement of, you know, ratbag artists who just happen to create $58 million and give us discourse and give us arguments and make us challenge ourselves in our world, be moved off so that they can do what they want with Callan Park.
It seems that the government and probably a lot of people don't actually realise or appreciate how much art contributes to our, not only the economy, but this society as a whole. I think if people don't realise that, why are people so sort of quick to dismiss it?
I think largely because, you know, look, I think of the mental health, you know, art therapy moment. I think of people producing art. I think that a lot of the time people, you know, when you're in high school, they all say, what are you going to do when you leave school? Well, be an accountant, be a lawyer. And very few people say to their kids, be artists.
Mm.
And I think it's just that people don't, it's a fairly fearless kind of occupation because you're always working on virtually nothing.
Yeah.
To just exist in your space to create. And I think Australians, generally, I think we as a people are quite supportive of our artists, but I think governments, when it comes to particularly in the state of New South Wales at the moment, it's a real estate grab. And they're looking solely at this whole program as being a way of actually releasing these very valuable assets and getting them off, you know, art schools, which is really kooky.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to be cynical, isn't it, when these sort of things keep happening?
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's like it's being colonised. Like, that's what I think. They're just moving people off like they did with Aboriginal people. Oh, sorry, we want that water. Mm. We want that land. Move. And so I think people should be up in arms about this, and there should be a wide distribution on social media platforms to actually bring, you know, to bring this to a stop and make people actually answer the questions that people are asking. And we have to be clear and articulate about that. But at the end of the day, a lot of the artists that have been signing petitions, and then I see commercial galleries have all got into the mix and said, you know, all of these alumni and all these artists and these three art schools have produced distinct Australian painters, creators, etc.
Yes. You're a founding member, of course, of the Boomalley Art Cooperative. You help sort of provide a strong cultural voice for urban Aboriginal artists in Sydney. These proposed changes, how would that affect that cooperative?
Well, the cooperative will be 30 next year, and largely due to a lot of influences. We haven't had a lot of government funding in the last 7 years, so we're not actually in a, you know, we're not a it's not pivotal in our ongoing development and okay. independence. We own the building that we're in, and we, you know, we've just got that autonomy. And unfortunately, okay. you know, with SCA and NAS, they don't have the autonomy, and the federal government should come in and pay for these art schools, because you only have to look at the list of alumni to know that they've produced amazing people.
Indeed.
And we need to give the kids something to, in this city of Sydney, an international city, the opportunity to actually go out and learn what it's like to be a creator and support them.
What would the differences be between like a federally funded art school and what we've got now in terms of teaching styles and admin, things like that?
I don't think anything much would change, except there'd be security for these fantastic teachers and tutors, and yep. they deserve that as much as anyone, because a lot of them are practicing artists who give up their time and are passionate about teaching. And I think with the federal government, like giving just the security around it would mean that, you know, people can just get on with the job. And it also stops the grubby politics of state imposition. It just stops the state from actually saying, oh, well, we'll just get rid of Darlinghurst. We'll get rid of the Darlinghurst NAS. That's worth $40 million. We'll sell it.
Yeah.
So I think it's more security, but also I think it's an absolute obligation of the federal government and the people of Australia's taxpayer money to fund art school. We fund the opera. We fund... you know, all sorts of other things,
yeah.
and it's federally funded generally. So I can't see why they can't step up to the plate and actually do something for a creative nation.
Indeed, indeed. Can anyone, how can people sort of get more information or help out with this?
There's a lot of activity on Facebook at the moment. So yeah. I think the social networking, you know, the social media platforms have actually had a lot to do with putting pressure on Sydney University. There was an open letter sent to Belinda Hutchinson, who's the Vice Chancellor at Sydney Uni, and from a lot of, you know, alumni.
Yeah.
I think that kind of pressure, and then petitioning your local, you know, federal member, your local state member, if you're in that area. Just whatever you can do, work assiduously to keep these art schools separate. They've got completely different streams of learning and teaching. And, you know, let's get ahead with a creative nation and do something for Australia.
Definitely.
We don't want to be parochial and be told what to do.
Indeed. Well, if this concerns you, and it should concern most people, get out there, make your voice heard. And we thank you so much for your time today, Bronwyn.
It's my pleasure. Thanks a lot. You have a great day.
You too.
Okay.
That was Bronwyn Bancroft, a founding member of the Boomalley Aboriginal Artists Cooperative and also an SCA alumni, talking about some of the changes happening in the art schools around Sydney and what we can do and why it's beneficial to have some federal funding for these things. You're on 2SER. Look, quickly, I'm going to play you the feature album track and then we'll have a bit of a goodbye.
Fusion is far from a dirty word when jazz travellers Bad Bad Not Good stretch the boundaries with hip-hop, electronics and R&B in a pursuit of new future soul. Their latest, 4, is the 2SER feature album this week. We'll get the good...